Hey guys.
Hello. I am
so excited to be here.
Welcome back to the Strawberry Milk Pod. Finally, we have the three peas in the pod. We're all here and there's video. If you're watching this with sound, you don't realize that, but we are now filming.
You should definitely go check it out. I'm Blueberry.
Hello. I'm Coconut.
And I'm Strawberry.
We also have so we're in Palm Springs right now, but we do have a podcast set in Vancouver. We were going to film our first episode there, but we didn't have time before we left. So stay tuned for that once we're back in town.
Ow.
So we didn't bring our full set. This is kind of like the trial run. We just have three cameras and some lights. But we actually have like a full-on setup when we're in Vancouver, but we're just away for the next month, so this is like our trial time.
And our set is really cute.
It is.
I haven't seen it in person, but it looks really cute.
It's like all pink and stuff, so stay tuned for that. This is weird though. I feel like we're supposed to face each other, but we didn't really know where to film it. So now we're just on a couch facing you guys.
My neck has a cramp, so.
You guys are our favorite. Okay. You what?
My neck has a cramp.
So I had to just face this.
Okay, so why don't we give a little life update? We are in Palm Springs. Okay, why? A lot of people have been asking me why.
Well, we have a launch coming up, so we definitely have to market for that and get everything ready, which I'm excited for. I feel like it's really cute.
There are some cute bikinis coming and restocks. Because you guys are always asking about the restocks.
Yes, this month is a full month of restock. So we just needed to... It's pouring rain in Vancouver every single day. So we came here. There's obviously a lot of different fun events that happen in April in Palm Springs. Obviously, the biggest festivals. But there's also lots of like little parties and stuff. So we kind of came here for both of those reasons as well, to like shoot a bunch of our new content, and it was like somewhere where we could meet in the middle and see Blueberry and do some podcast episodes. So we have a lot of friends coming to visit us as well throughout the month, so it'll be fun.
Did that camera just die?
Yep. You didn't charge them. Okay, so one camera just died
on us, but that's okay because we move on.
Is something wrong with the camera set, or did you actually charge it?
Everything was charged.
Did you plug it in and charge it?
Maybe they're just dying fast. Maybe it needed to charge longer, but it said full.
Because I did buy it secondhand, remember?
Yeah, so what do we do now?
We'll just use the three view one. Maybe save your battery.
Yeah, we can just use one view.
So there's a chance that we might not have video. So
there's a chance
episode.
We won't have video, guys.
Okay, so we're just going to rest the double camera then, I guess, and we'll do one.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever, it builds character. Next week we'll have it better.
Yeah,
that's what we keep saying every episode.
I know, I really want to do the thing where like you film and then you like tease it.
You can't. There's no
but,
teasing.
Like, there's so much going on. This is like a nice little side thing we've started to do, but it's like it definitely. We always think we have so much time, and then it's Tuesday, and we're like, shit.
Yeah, well, it is Tuesday today.
But you really know I don't mind this, because this is way easier for me to edit.
Yeah, today's Tuesday, so you guys are listening to this, and we filmed a couple hours ago, so yeah. This is
which
live.
Which isn't good. Like, we need to stop doing that. But I wanted to talk about Georgia's obsession with Trader Joe's. I just think we should really...
How come you say I'm always obsessed? Like, do you not like it as well?
No, I do like it, but every time we're in America, Georgia's like... Where's Trader Joe's?
Everyone does that.
No, I do like it. It's just funny how like they could hire you as the mascot.
Okay, that's a bit dramatic, but I do like Trader Joe's because they basically take the best product. So like, let's say you're looking for tomato sauce. They'll take the best rated brand of tomato sauce. And then they'll also do Trader Joe's tomato sauce. So there's just two of everything in the whole entire store. And I think that's so nice because, first of all, Trader Joe's brands are amazing for a lot of things. But here I am being the mascot. Yeah.
Fast forward 10 minutes if you don't want
to
hear this.
When you go to a regular grocery store, you see like 20 different tomato cans. And it's just like unnecessary. Like, why are there 20? Just give me the best one and then give me Trader Joe's best
Yeah,
one.
I feel like that's... Is it kind of a bad angle? I feel like that's why the stores
reason,
are so small, though. Because
the main reason I like Trader Joe's... Sorry, but it's because they have little cookies and stuff that they don't have anywhere else. Trader Joe's cookies,
they do have
dessert.
Really good snacks, but every time I'm in there, I feel like I buy snacks that I like probably wouldn't like. I don't go for snacks, and then you see all the, you're like, oh, I gotta try that.
My stomach is grumbling thinking about the snacks in the fridge.
I know. Georgia and I bought these like little overnight oats. Sorry, Blueberry.
I wish that we got the chocolate pretzels.
Sorry, Blueberry.
I keep thinking about that. We got chocolate pretzels last time I was here and they were really good and we didn't get them this time. And I'm kind of sad about it.
We're going to go back today.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. We're going to go back every day that we're here.
They were so good.
I don't know. I feel like America just has so much to offer store-wise. Like...
Oh, that's the thing too. We're from Canada, so that's why I'm obsessed with Trader Joe's.
Yeah, we don't have stores like this.
We literally have nothing.
There really is nothing in Canada.
Not just food wise, also clothing wise. Canada just
sucks. Nothing.
It's always okay. Being in Palm Springs is so weird though, because I always feel like I'm in a picture. Like, does it rain here?
Is that a genuine question?
I don't know. Like, it's always
it definitely
like
rains here.
I feel like I'm in make-believe
land. There's also
land.
Wind. No, when me and Mom were walking around this morning, we thought that it felt like we were in a movie because we were walking, because we've just never been in, like, everything was just so structured. It was a suburb. It was a suburbs. Like, it was very condensed.
Yeah, it is cool. Very, everything's so low to the ground.
I know.
Here.
I feel like I'm in a painting.
Like, every house is one story.
Aren't you not allowed multiple stories or something?
No, I think they do one story because it's mostly old people here and old people can't go upstairs very well. So they keep everything.
Someone's going to, like, fact check us so hard on that.
Is that true?
I feel like
that's what I decided. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It makes sense. It totally makes sense.
I feel like it just has something more to do with buildings.
Sabrina, have you listened to our podcast in Toronto?
I actually listen to a lot whenever I'm walking around Toronto, especially since it's getting sunnier there. I turn it on. I do listen to you guys on 1.5 speed.
Well,
but you
really?
Guys talk really fast.
I feel like we talk fast.
No, you do, but I talk fast and I hear fast. So like I have to speak.
You
guys
hear
up
fast.
I hear fast.
She hears fast.
All my lectures first. I put on 2x speed.
Comment below. Do you hear fast or slow?
I hear fast.
No, I will do that too, but I think that's like an attention span thing. Like it's like hurry the hell up.
Yeah, well true. That too.
That's very fitting for Blueberry because she's always doing 100 things every single day. Like she's in 5 courses. She
six.
Has a full-time job.
Oh, I'm in six courses. Thank you very much.
She's always doing something.
Oh,
this is true.
Crazy.
Yes.
Okay. Wait, I just realized if we ever have to cut anything, it's gonna be like, whoop. Uh-oh. Okay, so speaking of Blueberry always being busy, a lot of people are asking about Blueberry Milk Mob.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Stay tuned for that.
That's launching soon. We're actually doing, that's one of the reasons we're here as well, is to help with the launch of that occurring. But I'm really excited about it. It's going to be, I guess I can say
talk
whatever.
About it. Tell everything.
So it's going to be an activewear line, which I'm really excited about doing. It's going to launch, like I have everything planned. I don't want to say too much about it because obviously I want to like tease it a bit more and like my TikTok and on the Instagram.
Well, you kind of just gave it away.
Well, I know that it's an active, it's an activewear, but I've been talking about doing this for a while. I don't know if Georgia you remember this, but when I came home from like first year, I told George and Mom about this idea because obviously Sid was in Toronto and they said I was too young to do it so I couldn't do it yet. But now fast forward to now, I'm 21.
Sabrina, you had so many details.
Guys, do I just say do
this
I talk
is what to? I need
Georgia
like,
made me realize
I don't know.
Stop talking.
That made me realize.
Yeah. I just need to get full context.
You're like Sydney was in Toronto, like
no.
Guys, I feel
it
the
was
need
a Tuesday.
To give context.
I had cheese for breakfast.
I had cheese for breakfast.
I just think, well,
and my
they're probably wondering.
That day.
I just didn't want. I didn't leave.
I don't
Sydney want to
out. Tell you too much about it, but 6 hours later.
Okay, well, it's coming.
No, yeah, Sabrina, you've been working on this activewear brand for like a very long time, so I'm kind of like, what's taking so long?
It's kind of like hurry the
excuse
hell.
Me.
I'm hurry really
up.
Excited
because
like,
Georgia actually when she, so Sabrina came home from first year. What was that? 3 years ago, and Georgia said that's a great idea. I'm not working out until you get that going. And she hasn't worked,
hasn't
out,
worked
since.
Out since.
That is true.
Yeah. Yep. Jordan, she put her foot down. She said, I will wear no other brands but Blueberry Milk Mom. And she has not sweat a day,
a day
since.
In her life.
So hurry up, girl.
It's coming.
Hurry up.
Don't you worry. It's coming soon.
So she's doing 3 colors.
Georgia?
I guess she doesn't want to give it away
oh,
for her.
I don't
want to
give it away.
No, but I just think it's funny how everything in life, like whether we're buying pool noodles or buying bathing suits or pencil cases, like I'm always the pink sister. Sydney's always the purple sister.
And I'm always the blue sister.
And Sabrina's always like whatever's left.
Oh, I'm also
like,
in my...
She'll take the green. She'll take the orange. She'll take the yellow.
Yeah. Well, orange
I'm
is my favorite
my
color.
Shirt.
No, orange is not your favorite color.
No, listen. Stop. She always I'm explaining says this. No, orange is her favorite color. I'm going to explain this. I'm going to explain it with lots of detail. So buckle up, okay? Orange is my favorite color because up until grade 4, I always said that I love all colors. Like, I didn't care. And then my friends were like, no, you need to pick a color. And I was watching The Hunger Games. And in the movie, Peeta Mellark says to Katniss, his favorite color is orange, like sunset colors. And ever since that day, that was my favorite color. Guys, I actually swear to Bob, that was why my favorite colors are orange. Ever since then, I embodied it. Guys, go look. He's talking to Katniss on a chain. They're in the very back of the train. They're getting to know each other, going back to the districts.
Too many details. TMI.
That's why it's sunset colors.
What is Peeta Mellark's middle name?
Josh Hutcherson is his real name, okay? That's
what's
the actor.
What's his middle name?
No idea. But they're from District 12. I was in love.
Okay.
We really loved Peeta, like a lot.
I did.
Your boyfriend kind of looks like him.
Wait, he I think totally he's more does. Handsome.
I think he's more handsome than Peeta.
That is so true.
More handsome than Josh Hutcherson?
Yeah, Josh Hutcherson is not that cute now. Oh God, we have a gremlin.
Oh God.
Oh God.
No.
God,
we stop the show.
Oh my.
Stop the show.
Elderberry has walked in.
Elderberry really? Was playing pickleball.
Wait, who'd you play with?
Oh God, I was so fun. I had to come home while I was dying.
How many people were?
Hat, I forgot my water.
You look dark, Mom.
Mom, Elderberry I is here with us,
and she was playing pickleball. She's in her little tennis skirt right now.
Mom, I will play with you tomorrow. I wish I came.
So oh wow! Well, so it was busy.
Yeah.
Oh, mom, wow. We're recording.
So just try not to bang every pot and pan and start vacuuming if you can.
You're gonna be in the back.
Mom.
Oh my gosh.
So I actually have a question for you. Speaking of boyfriends, how do you feel with me and Georgia in relationships? Like, do you ever feel sad?
No, because you guys share them with me.
Mom, you're on camera right now.
No, that doesn't make me sad at all. It would make me sad if you guys were in like unhealthy relationships. I'd be pretty sad, but I like holding your boyfriends. I feel like I
who do you like better?
Do I come across as sad? I think no. I seem pretty content in my maybe a little too content.
I just remember when I was younger and all of you guys were in relationships one time, and I was like, oh, I need a complete. It was like,
really?
No. It was like our both of our brothers, and then Georgia and Sydney both had like significant others. And I remember just in my head, I was like, oh, I couldn't complete the sibling trio. Like, the everyone doesn't have it.
That
just
is
a, just a math thing. Like a math thing in my head, I was like, oh, not everyone has it. I felt incomplete.
I have never thought about it. Maybe I'll cry myself to sleep tonight though.
But not because I wanted one, just because it was like, I wish all of us had one, because it just makes sense in my head. Like, everything's neat.
I feel like George and I kind of both date Brad, don't you think?
Moving on.
Sydney really demands a lot of attention.
Like, can't get away from me.
Well, I actually have been talking to Brad more recently. Like, I texted him when I got here, the putting green. Well,
he'd be thrilled.
Brad and I were watching 9 Perfect Strangers on Netflix. Really good. Or no, Apple TV. And it's like the really important dramatic climax of the show, and Sydney just comes down and she just like demands everyone to give her attention in the room. She's like, baby, CDE. And
well,
we're
yeah,
just
I
like, what
hello.
Are you doing? This is the most, that's what it's like having Sydney in our relationship.
Okay,
like,
but
she just
also,
constantly is like,
Georgia won't admit it, but Brad and I are very similar.
No, you're not.
We are.
I don't think so at all.
Because the ways that I annoy Georgia are the same little, like, little things that will annoy you that he does.
No, there's only one thing. That's it.
Okay, fine.
That's it.
You're right. I'm one of a kind.
Honestly, I'm not around enough to know if they are similar.
You'll see when he comes here.
Brad and I are best friends, though.
What?
He doesn't get annoyed.
I forget. I actually had a train of thought, and now I forgot what it was because you re-happened.
Well, who is?
Oh yeah, who do you like better? Jeremy or Brad?
Well, that's not a fair question. I like them both equally.
I'm kidding. It's
also
definitely Brad because
I
she doesn't
know Jeremy.
I don't know Jeremy
that well, but
Jeremy
I do really well. Like Jeremy.
Thanks. Does Jeremy watch this?
Hey, Jeremy.
Not really, but only because I'm not. Like, he'll listen to this one because I'm on it. But he's not going to listen to you guys. He listened to, like,
Jeremy? You know who listens? Brad.
Well, that's because George is on it. And you.
For a couple more weeks.
Brad is always just working so hard. He works like 9 hours a day.
He won't stop working.
That's why he can't come.
He won't stop working.
Wait, is this satire?
No, he won't stop. He is a workaholic.
He really is.
He really sets the tone. He's really
out here like grinding.
I actually do wish that he was here.
I know. Yeah. He can't come because of work.
I know. It's kind of upsetting.
So do you get FOMO when we record bangers of episodes every week and you're not on them?
No, sometimes I do wish I was here because you guys will be talking about things.
Okay, pack it up.
Oh, no.
Pack it up. We did it. She's moving back.
No. Or you guys will be talking about me and I can't interject. Like, they'll say something about me and I can't say anything about it. Like, they just get to post it and say it.
Wait, they don't know that I had cheese that day.
Sometimes I'm just like, like, they're just saying whatever they want and I can't say anything about it.
So what are the main things that you miss when you live in Toronto? Like, is it the office? Like, we have a brand new office space. She doesn't even get to see what it looks like.
She was like, don't bother getting me a desk. I'm not coming home. We're like, okay.
It wasn't like that, but I do miss the office. I miss going to the office every day. I definitely miss the team a lot, but I love living by myself. Cindy agrees with this.
But why don't you move to Vancouver and get your own place in Vancouver? Like, you don't have to live at home.
Because I also just love Toronto. So,
do you know what Serena always says? Also, and she also says there.
It's better than like and.
It's the best time. It's the.
I don't remember.
Instead of saying the, she says there.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, you know, proper grammar, and I don't say like and between all my sentences, Georgia. That is why.
Wait, I do that.
You say like and?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad.
So let's talk about the way that we go about our days very differently. About our days. So Sydney will wake up first thing in the morning and she just starts yelling and getting in everyone's face. Sabrina will wake up in the morning and she doesn't want to be around anybody, really.
That's you.
And she likes to work out. She put on her athletic wear.
Mm-hmm.
She'll make a coffee and she'll get to work, but she doesn't really want to like really hang out or anything.
Okay, but it, yeah, go.
And then personally myself, I like to wake up, I like to be by myself, I like to drink my coffee alone, and I don't know if I just have like a magnetic energy, but everyone likes to come and get in my space.
No, Georgia.
No matter where I go.
That's not true. I get up and I also like to be alone, but I'm also happy to be awake and I say hello, but I go do my own thing and then I'll go for my runs. But
so are you saying I'm not happy to be awake?
Seem very grumpy in the mornings.
No, Sid, I just don't like to be around your yelling. It's just you.
Do you like being around me?
I love it.
Well, that's just who I am.
Okay, this is the thing.
You're too quiet for me, though. No, Beans, Beans is really, really quiet in the morning.
I don't need to be alone, but I will be quiet, though. Like, I'll just wake up in the morning and do my thing. But, like, Sydney's yapping does annoy me. Like, when you were staying with me in Toronto, she was really loud in the morning, but it didn't, like, I don't care. You can be in there and you can be in my space. I just, like, will be quiet.
What I will say, I'm pretty much a cheerful person, but I don't know why, but I hate it when people say good morning.
Why?
I don't know. I'm like, shut the hell up. Like, I
think I actually used to have a friend in
high school and we had homeroom together, and every single Monday she'd go, oh, hey, Sid, how was your weekend? And I would be like, can you stop?
Wait, why?
I know I don't like it. Something about it, I'm like, stop disturbing me. I don't know. I really don't like
that. Good morning triggers you.
That's how Georgia feels.
I don't know why, though. Because happy to be awake, and it's like, good morning. I'm like, okay, I don't know. I don't like it.
It doesn't bother me.
It's not that I like to be alone. I think I'm like Sabrina, where I just like to be around people who are also calm and peaceful. Like, I'll sit with Beans, I'll sit with my mom, but like Cindy will just be yelling, so I can't be around her.
I'm not
her.
Yelling. I'm just, I have a lot of energy.
She's just always talking about something.
All her TikToks this morning.
I'm not yelling.
Thinking about this earlier. All three of us made a TikTok making coffee in the exact same place. Georgia's has zero sound. It's just her making, like, in the coffee area. I'm like quietly talking. Cindy's yelling, like, making her coffee. I think that describes our mornings.
Well, I'm just an energetic person.
I love Cindy's energy. I'm fine with being around it. I love being around it.
Like, if I'm not energetic, I'm dead.
Like, it never annoys me.
I can be by your energy, like, after, like, at this time of day, but I just, when I first wake up for the first hour, I just can't quite take it yet. That's all. Just for a second.
No, but the crazy thing is, like, if I'm ever with my friends and we're on a trip or whatever, like, I wake up and I'm, like, giddy, like, I'm so excited that, like, I'm with all my friends. I'm like, good morning. I'll wake up like laughing.
We know.
I'm just like so excited.
When you wake up with Brad, are you more energetic in the morning? Like, are you like more like happy and giddy like Sid? Or are you still kind of just quiet?
No, I'm just quiet.
So Brad and Georgia are not.
I think that I'm more giddy.
Brad and Georgia are not morning people.
Sydney, we are. I don't like how you always say we're not morning people. Like, you say this every day. I just don't like to be around you in the morning. I am a morning person. I'm not a night person. I'm a morning person. No, okay, person.
But when I say not morning.
I wake up early. Like, I wake up every single morning at 7 a.m. naturally. Like, I don't even need my alarm.
Okay, but I just
And I get stuff done.
Brad and Georgia wake up and they don't share words for like 3 hours.
Just not to you. We talk to ourselves.
I agree with Georgia.
I'm a morning person. I'm very morning person. I just don't. You just are like too loud. You're like yelling in my face.
Well, I think it's nice. Some people do like my energy.
I like your energy.
And I can't change.
So, funny story. One time when we were growing up, Sydney decided to be the Grudge, and she put all of her hair in front of her face and then fell down the stairs backwards because she couldn't see
where
she was walking because she was walking backwards.
I put like my shirt on backwards. I put my hair like over my face.
How come they're dying?
Oh, the third camera just died.
Okay, stay tuned. Video blackout. We're just gonna keep the recording going, but basically another one of our cameras died, so we're pulling out the big kahuna now.
This just is ridiculousness.
Stay tuned. Okay, so sorry, there's a temporary blackout, but we're back.
The cameras keep losing battery,
but which is really weird. Maybe it's the heat.
Well, I'm just a girl, like I don't know how to do this all, but yeah, I did fall down the stairs backwards. What's something funny you two have done?
Georgia fell off the deck at our cabin too in a full snowsuit.
Sabrina, that, just snow. That was me.
That was me?
That was me.
Oh, that was Sydney. Sydney's just always falling everywhere.
Yeah, wait,
that wasn't me. That wasn't me.
That was me, and then I had apple juice after.
I almost drowned though, but I was saved.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I walked into the lake and I jumped into the water. And
no, you didn't. You never went in the water.
Yeah, the ISIS came. Oh, as I was going into the water.
She didn't almost drown. She could have
gone.
Way
to take all this.
You weren't in the water though.
I actually, not gonna lie, until this very moment, I always thought I was in the water.
Okay, so what do you guys think? Like, who do you think's getting married first?
Sydney.
Really?
Wild I have no card. Idea. I just kind of said that.
Wild card.
I think me last, but one of you two first.
Who do you think?
I think I will be getting married first.
That would make a lot of sense,
that would actually
right?
make a lot of sense.
But like, so who gets married last?
Me.
Okay.
Good plan. I think Sid.
Really?
Do you really think first?
You first?
No, Sydney
well,
first.
Well, I think that Sydney is going to, the next person she dates is going to be who she marries. So it's either, it really depends on who she meets.
I don't know about that.
I feel like Sydney doesn't date someone unless she is 100% sure about it, though. That's just my opinion.
I think she has another boyfriend that's going to not be important.
What do you think?
It's hard to say. It, like, usually people piss me off. Shocker.
It must be because you're not a morning person.
I don't know. I think I'm a pretty picky person, but not in like a superficial way. Just like
You just have vibes. That it's you like
match. Morals are really important, and no one really has good ones at my age.
Well, people have good morals at my age. It sounds like an issue.
Yeah, I think I hang around the wrong crowds. Eyeball. Who do you think is gonna have the most kids?
Me. I'm gonna have like 6 kids. And 4 dogs and sheep and cows and chickens.
I think Beans will have the most kids.
I'm having huge farm. 6. I would settle for less though because of how many animals I'm gonna have. So if like my husband wants 5 or 4, fine, because I'm gonna have like 20 dogs.
Are you serious?
I'm being so serious.
20 dogs.
I'm having acres of land so they can run free like they're in heaven.
Really? How many dogs?
Okay, not 20
really
dogs. I'm probably going to have 3 dogs.
That's very different.
And
from
a cat.
20.
I'm going to have a cat too. But I'm going to have goats and sheep and horses cows.
So I really want to get a dog for the office and just have like an office dog.
I'll move home.
But really?
If you get a dog.
Really, Beans?
I'm actually going to be, that would really, really
Done.
Affect it.
I'll do it this week.
But you, where are you going to keep the dog? You live at home.
You'll get an apartment and take care of it.
Oh, okay. What? No.
Well, I can't take care of it after hours.
Exactly. The reason why I can't get a dog is because I can't take care of it yet. Otherwise, of course, I would have a dog. My apartment allows dogs.
Yeah, I can't handle a dog.
I have to go get this eyelash out of my eye, but you guys keep talking about how Sabrina's moving home.
Hi, George.
So you probably noticed that we got our eyelashes back again.
I've never
but
gotten them.
But this is the last time I'm getting them. I don't like them. I got them and I'm like, why did I go back? You have to say goodbye. So anyways, I just felt like I had to touch on that. I've been getting a lot of comments.
I feel like I don't even remember when you first ever got eyelashes. I was telling you this the other day, but I think that she used to have eyelashes like mine, and I just put on mascara, and so I know that you don't need them.
Yeah, I don't really need them.
Because they're very. Did you get it out?
Okay, so what type of dog would we get for the office? I'm thinking like a small little one that I could put in my purse.
The only small dog I would ever get is a golden retriever wiener dog. It is the cutest dog in the world.
Let me search that up.
It's a Dachshire.
Wait, I'm confused golden though retriever because wiener dog. I also want to live on a farm with a bunch of animals.
I see Sydney doing too. That. I see me doing it first.
Why do we all want that? That's kind of random.
Wait, guys, you know I'm gonna do that too.
I'm doing that,
but.
I'm gonna like.
Guys, can we all have farms near each other?
I want to grow my food too.
Why do you guys want a full garden?
That's what I
want. I want apple trees too.
I also don't really want a dog, but if I'm on a farm, I want like a bunch of dogs.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a German Shepherd. 100%
on my farm. Like, I want.
That's what it looks like.
I'm thinking like Yellowstone, like bougie farm.
That's not the cutest little person in the world.
I don't want this one. I want like this one. Like, I want short hair.
Ooh, I'm gonna go grab a camera charger.
But also, I think one of the reasons why is because when I was little, I was at my cabin and I was sitting on this bench, and this wiener dog came over and sat across my lap, and its whole body fit across my lap. And I remember just thinking in my head, I was like, "Oh my gosh, this is the adorable dog." But that's not my favorite dog. My favorite dog's a German Shepherd. Kay. I like huge, big dogs that are fluffy.
Okay, let's get a dog for the office, and you're gonna take care of it.
But I can't take care of it. That's why I don't have one yet because I'm doing so much. I have to wait till I'm older. I'm being responsible. Otherwise, I've been to puppy yoga and you can adopt those dogs. I would have taken the golden retriever home with me.
I also love golden retrievers. I really might. I'm really starting to want a dog.
I think my life would be happier with a dog.
A dog and a bob. Those are the two things I want. I really want to get a bob.
I say and just do it, but I don't know.
This short, I cut 6 inches off of it, and mom and said are like, you should not get one. It's going to look so ugly. So I didn't. But my true dream is that I have one right now. So I think I should get it before I'm too old.
I say you just get it because hair grows back, so it doesn't matter.
But everyone's like, it'll take 2 years to grow back.
No, our hair grows really fast in this family.
But Georgia should not get a bob, and she should also probably not get a dog.
Georgia, I will say you can't take care of one right now. That's the only reason I don't have one.
Okay, well, let's think about this because I'm actually a homebody. So I wake up in the morning with my dog. It cannot be a barking dog.
Wait. I have a barking dog.
Yeah, I already have a barking dog.
Oh my god.
I get ready while my little puppy sits beside me, do my makeup, do my TikToks, get in my car, dog's in my purse, go to the office, dog runs free. There's so much space in the office.
You have to take
it
on a walk too. You can't just let it run free.
It will run around the office.
Okay.
But I maybe do go not. For walks like a lot. It isn't sunny all year round, but I could bring it on a walk every day. Like I go for a walk with Brad every day. Then I go home. I don't do anything else. Like, that's all I do. So I could have a dog.
My 2 points. First point, in the winters and when it's raining, you still need to take it on a walk. It has to go get a walk.
I still go on walks. I just bundle up.
Second thing, you need to pick up poop. I can't do that for you all the time. So you have to be able to pick up poop.
My little dog's not going to be pooping.
Okay. Yeah, you're not going to want to pick up poop.
That's what I was thinking. It was pouring rain in Vancouver the other day. I saw this woman crossing the road. She had like rain pants, rain jacket, rain hat, rain boots. And she had her dog and she was walking her dog. I said, that is exactly what I need. I just need a full rain suit. And then I could walk through my dog anywhere. It doesn't matter, right? And her dog had a rain suit as well.
Okay. And the last thing is traveling.
You're going to be really sad leaving your pepper. My friends are going to want to take care of my dog.
It's just kind of sad always leaving.
They won't. But if you go on a trip with your friends...
Okay, wait, I actually didn't think about the dog's feelings. Like, maybe the dog would miss me.
That's why, because that's one of the reasons why I didn't want to get one, or mom always told me this, that I couldn't get one, is because I'd have to put it in a kennel or someone would have to take care of it. And that's so sad. Like, the dog's all or by like, himself.
Well, can't I bring it here, though? Like, I'll just bring it
dogs
here.
Dogs so will, like, you'd whimper, have to put
it,
too.
Some dogs don't like traveling, but you can definitely bring it. But it's like, service dogs can be with you inside the plane, which you wouldn't have a service dog, or they can be in the car, but they'd have to go in the cargo. Like, oh, dogs have to, right. So, like, there's certain ways to get dogs to travel, but it really depends. We could get the dog here 100%, but I just don't know how.
They also, like, whimper when you leave the house, and then you feel really guilty.
Yeah, like, I know, if when I get a dog, I mean, I don't know if we can, but if you get a private jet, you can get a dog easily, because the dog can come with you everywhere.
Okay, here's my new plan. I'm going to start babysitting cute dogs, and then test it out. So if any of you guys need your dog babysat in Vancouver, let me know. I'm going to start bringing it to work and we'll see if I'm ready for a dog.
You're definitely not, I feel like.
I really want one, but I just know I'm not ready yet, but I really want one.
Do you guys remember when our cousins got a dog and then they just returned it after a week?
Wait, who? Which ones?
The foxes. They got the tiny little fluffy dog and they just returned it.
Did they get rid of it? I don't even remember that.
Like, oh, wait, this is too much responsibility.
Oh, okay. I feel like I vaguely remember this. But it was because they weren't taking, well, like the kids weren't taking care of it. And it was just up to the parents. That's why. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which happens. So yeah, you need practice. I have another question. So being in Palm Springs, do you get homesick when you travel? Because I personally do not. I get people sick.
I don't. I love traveling. I love being not home.
Yeah. I get
office sick. Is mom seriously vacuuming right now? She. I was joking when I said that.
Mom.
Oh, she's blow drying.
She's blow drying her hair.
Okay, so I get office sick, which is like I love having my routine of waking up, going to the office, and getting my stuff done, and I just love it. I love doing it, especially now that I have a new nice office. Like it's my favorite thing. So that's the only thing I miss.
I miss my routine too. Whenever I go to a new place and routine. I have to figure out the gym and like what I'm gonna do every morning, it's kind of annoying. But I don't like. Once I get situated somewhere, like I'm fine. Like I can be anywhere. But I do like miss people. Like I do, I miss like being back with my friends.
I absolutely love traveling. I think the only time I might get a little stuffy is if I couldn't run.
Yeah.
But like sometimes if we go to like Europe, it's harder to get a workout in because there's just so much to do. And also like
jet lag.
I also like to be familiar with my surroundings, but like in Palm Springs, I'm going to be able to run this whole time. So that as long as I can run, I'm good.
I do definitely like my alone time though. I do need time to like regenerate. Yes. I'm a big alone time person.
Yeah, I do need that like too.
If I'm with you guys 24/7, it does affect me.
I think that was one thing too with moving home. When like when I leave work, I don't like, how was your day? Like, I don't want to be asked that, to be honest. Like,
yeah,
I don't want to talk
like
about
in
my
the
day.
Morning when you're asking me how my sleep was.
No, that's what I mean. I don't like good morning. I don't like a good afternoon.
Wait
like,
a second, Sydney. I just realized I don't like talking to you right in the morning, and you don't like talking to us after 5 p.m.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that's so true. You're not a night person. So
no, I am a night person.
Like when you go out, when she just parties. When she parties with her friends at night, that's when she likes
I
it.
I like being awake at all times. I don't like coming home from a busy day of work and then being interviewed.
I don't like waking up in the morning and being interviewed.
I'm just kind of a 24-hour girl. I'm just always
calm. We can like shoot the shit and like crack some jokes. I don't want to be like, oh, give me a play-by-play of your day. I'm like, why?
Well, who even does that? No one asks you that.
Mom does. In the cutest. I'm a 24-hour girl, but I definitely will, if I have a bad day, like the day is just like, I didn't know what I was saying.
No, the way you say that, like, if I have a bad day, the day's over.
Don't tell the viewers that. They're going to notice.
I notice that I always say something weird too, but I'm not going to. Okay, on our Instagram, I said that this would be Blueberry's first podcast, so we got some questions.
Bring them on.
Something I need to address right now. People keep asking the tan routine. It's the sun, you guys.
It's the sun.
It is the sun.
I don't really look that tanned right now, though.
I'm pale right now.
I did tan once recently, though, because I do it for events, but I can't remember what I used.
I used to self-tan a lot more, but now I'm in the sun a lot, so it's just all natural. Like I haven't self-tanned at all this year. But
we're waiting for the UV actually
right now.
Yeah, we're
gonna get that's why we're recording right now so that we can go. The UV's 6 right now. I just checked. But people keep like, I'll be in Hawaii and people are like, oh my gosh, like spray tan milk mob. And I'm like, I'm in the sun.
Mm-hmm. It's also just not, it's 6. Spray tan's not very good for you.
Yeah,
anyways.
I know. It's going to get higher too. I think it's going to go to 7. Growing up, were you all always very close?
Oh, Georgia and Sydney, they're closer in age, so they were way closer throughout high school. I think that I started getting close to them in first year university. But before then, I definitely was like more of a lone wolf.
We are a very tight-knit family.
Yeah,
though.
We are like a close family, but like I wasn't telling them
Georgia
my day-to-day.
Georgia and I just had like more to talk about, like things that we couldn't talk to you about
because
you're too young.
Because me and Sid are only 18 months apart, but Sabrina and me are, how old are you?
I'm 5 years younger than you.
5 years.
Well, how old are you? 26?
Yeah,
I'm 21.
So now
it's like there was an age gap where like it's not appropriate to talk about some things with her.
Yeah. But honestly, I think it like made me very hyper independent, which I loved. So I'm fine.
You are very independent. I think youngest sibling always is independent, though.
What are your zodiac signs? I'm a Gemini.
I'm a Capricorn.
Sydney, that is why you make me mad in the morning, because you're a Gemini and I'm a Scorpio and we don't like each other.
Scorpios don't get along.
I get along with both of them.
Yeah, what are you again?
Capricorn.
Capricorn and Scorpios are like this. So that is so interesting.
I also would say I definitely am a Gemini, but like, is that stuff real or is it placebo? I don't know. Someone said, do you ever regret the fruits you chose?
That's a good question. Oh my gosh.
No, I love coconut.
Recently, I've been loving blueberry even more because I showed my like birthmark off and everyone was like, oh my God, it's like a blueberry stain. And I kind of, now I'm like, oh, I think that's so cute. I'm like, that's going to be my new origin story. I totally knew that.
Blueberry stain. From the start.
It's a blueberry stain.
That is really cute.
I thought that was so cute.
Aww.
I'm happy I'm blueberry.
I don't regret my strawberry.
Well, strawberry's been there since like 2018.
I think it's so funny that Sydney's a coconut. Like the fact that she's the only one that's not a berry. That's so Sydney.
Yeah, that is Sydney.
I just love coconut. Like I really love coconut. Coconut do you even lotion, eat coconut? Coconut food, coconut I don't like water.
Coconut. I love coconut.
Coconut is
rice.
So yummy. It smells so good too.
So do you ever eat real coconut though?
Yeah.
Really?
I actually
do you like
one.
It?
Yeah, I really do love coconut. I like fake coconut, real coconut.
I love coconut smells.
When? Would you ever anyone else good. Manage strawberry milk mob?
No.
Like who else?
No. Strawberry milk. We are strawberry milk mob.
Show,
oh my gosh.
You would laugh.
I have to talk about something. So I bought snacks for the office the other day and I posted a TikTok and it was like, it's all junk food, but it's like a little snack cart for like a pick me up. And a lot of people were commenting like, you're like gross. Like, how do you guys stay skinny? Like, how are you? And it's like, we don't like fill up the snacks and then like go 3-2-1 and scarf it down. Like, it's just a little pick me up you can have if like one day you want a little chocolate.
I also saw some healthy snacks,
but people were kind of in uproar. They're like, how could you buy that? Oh my God, the umbrella fell.
Sydney was like, Georgia, should I delete this TikTok? Like, people,
well, because people
really
are
upset.
Like, and then
no.
I, yeah, well, people were freaking out and I was like, you don't have to eat it, and also you don't eat it all in one day. Like, you, it's okay to,
also nothing's moderation. Worse than the office snacks that are like a bunch of wasabi nuts. Like, we want the good stuff.
Oh my God, I hate wasabi nuts. Like those like seaweed things,
I actually love those.
I don't
honest,
like those.
I just like a little more sweeter options. Like, I'll bring the healthy food, you just provide the unhealthy snacks. That's
yeah,
what I think.
Like, that's not what
we
have for lunch. We're not having a fruit roll
I'm not
up
your
for lunch.
Nutritionist is that what it's called?
Spotify or Apple Music?
Dietitian.
Apple Music.
Sydney, we post on Spotify.
I'm Spotify. I don't
post
use Apple
on
Music.
Everything. I use Apple Music.
Spotify.
I'm Spotify.
Someone said, give us the deets on Jeremy. Has he met the family? Yes, he has.
He actually has met the whole family.
He came to Whistler/Vancouver mm-hmm. for the winter break.
Because it was my birthday. Mm-hmm. Which honestly was crazy because that's the first time that, I guess I'm the youngest. I feel like it was crazy that he was like flying out and meeting everyone.
Ooh, you know what's interesting? So Jeremy is actually like a really nice guy, just like Brad. Like, they're both very nice people. And this is where having siblings is the best, because like, we have two older brothers as well. And like, nobody is getting into a toxic relationship. Like, it will not happen. Like, if you bring someone home and they're beep,
yeah,
you're cut. So yeah, you guys both have really nice boyfriends. But imagine if she brought Jeremy home and he was just like a big meanie.
Let's talk about the bug in my room.
Okay. So if you're listening to this,
the camera just died.
Do we have to set up another one?
This is brutal.
While Cindy decides if she's going to set up another one, you're listening to a black screen right now.
Okay. Do you want to talk about the bug in your room,
so
George?
So I was sleeping and I don't really like sleeping in new places by myself. Kind of freaks me out, but I was just trying not to think about it, and I wake up in the middle of the night and there's like this little ticking on every corner of the room, and I was like, oh, they must have like motion sensor knocking. I don't know what it was. My brain was telling me that it was like a motion sensor lock, okay, in every corner of the room. It was going like, and I was like, someone's trying to get in here, but I don't know why there'd be motion sensors. I must have been like half asleep, and then I fall back asleep. I wake up again and this clicking's like getting louder, and then I'm like, wait, Georgia, it's a bug, it's trying to get out of the room, and it's like hitting that corner, hitting that wall, hitting that corner, hitting that wall, hitting that, going in a circle around me over and over and over and over again, and it's getting progressively louder, and I'm like, hey, it must be this bug trying to get out. And then I was like, wait a second, this must be a big bug, because it was making like a sound that was quite loud. Mm-hmm. Like quite loud. And then all of a sudden I open my eyes and this big bug as half the size of my fist is floating over me, just like this, like
it's not
over
floating
top of me,
over you,
flying over me, and I jump up and I grab my head and I run and I go to sleep with mom.
How do you manage to prioritize your relationships while also managing a business? Well, I'm single, so I find it quite easy. How about you guys?
I just prioritize the business. That's just
sorry. Oh, no, Jeremy.
No, because Jeremy's right now, his plan is to go into med school, so he's in his undergrad right now, so he's also very much like studying and working all the time. So our, I would say 90% of us together is like studying at the library, because like we have to just do work.
You just have to think about it every day. My relationship's definitely my priority over the business, because I think it's more important.
But okay, it's you just more have important.
To, you, yeah, being sorry.
I didn't mean it like that.
But like, I would rather have a happy life than a happy business, for sure. But so don't you just you have think, to think about it every day.
I feel like obviously relationship's really important and very like priority, but I definitely am always thinking about the business. I guess I'm thinking about both. They're equal.
Oh, trust me. I don't stop thinking about the business ever.
Wouldn't it be equal then? I feel like it's quite equal.
No, I constantly try to think about that and remember to have good balance.
Tell me if we can't put this in. But if Brad came up to you and was like, we need to break up right now unless you stop Shop Your Milk Mom, what would you do?
He would never do that.
That's horrible. That would be really unsupportive of him.
Yeah.
Okay, well, the hypothetical failed, so.
If your relationship is ever coming in between your career, you're not in the right relationship.
Yeah, I actually also think that ultimatums, you always don't pick them if they ever
like,
give
Brad
you an ultimatum.
Like, Brad and I do things that support each other's businesses, and we, like, constantly, like, push each other to do more for our businesses.
Yeah, relationships, I always say this, like, relationships should be two strong people coming together, and then they're even stronger. It shouldn't be, like, someone tearing the other person down and being all insecure. When are you making more swim shorts?
This summer, we'll restock a full new line of men's shorts for the summer, but it's just more fun to shoot the bikini, so that's why we've kind of like pulled back on the shorts a bit, but we'll definitely do all of our matching stuff for summertime.
How did Blueberry meet her boyfriend? So guys, if you want to know,
Sydney,
I'll be really quick and simple and sweet, but it was my first night out ever in university, and I had no friends, and I went out to the quad, and I was meeting up with some girl that like I knew she was not really like, you know, the university thing, because I went to Toronto not knowing anyone. I was standing in the quad, and he was with all of his friends who are now also my friends. They were like sitting on this bench thing, and I was just standing there waiting for her, and he came up to me and he talked to me, and he was the first guy I met at university, and that's how we met, and then that's how I got introduced to everyone else, and we've been friends ever since.
I think that we should end this episode off with our favorite things about one another. George and I did this
You guys did this recently.
Let's let Sabrina say her favorite things about us.
Okay,
go ahead.
Yes.
Wait, I'm scared.
Slay.
My favorite thing about Georgia is how confident she is, and she doesn't really care about what anyone else says. And then my favorite thing about Sydney is how much you care about, like, how empathetic you are to other people's feelings and social settings. That's kind of similar to what Georgia said though last episode, but just very charismatic and very funny, and you're always very welcoming. There you go.
Stop.
Now, what that sounded like when you write a card to your colleague that you don't know very well.
I just don't know what
like
else to say.
Their birthday. So you say happy birthday.
I'm so flattered. You're coming home with me.
I feel like I have definitely, both of you, I have very similar relationships to both of you. Like, both of you guys are just very comforting.
I'm
nice
just joking.
Leaders.
That was very nice. My favorite thing about Beans is how she's able to balance like 1,000 things at a time with no sweat. And she never gets stressed ever. And sometimes I'll like be really stressed about something, which isn't that often, but I'll be like, okay, Beans, this is happening. What the hell are we going to do? And she'll be like, okay, we'll do this, this, and this. Anything else? Like, she never gets stressed.
Oh,
that's really
great.
Yeah.
What's your new favorite thing about me?
No, Sydney, you say your favorite thing about Beans.
Okay. My favorite thing about Beans, probably the same thing. She's never stressed, but I can always, like, whenever there's a real issue, I can always talk to Beans because she's so not judgmental and calm. And
I
she
actually
never,
do like listening to Sydney's.
She's very
issues.
not biased.
I go to Georgia for like tough love. I go to Beans to like cry.
I actually remember the first time that Georgia came to me for advice and Sydney, and it was rough. Actually, both kind of like in second year, and I remember being like, "Oh, I'm grown up now." I was like, "I give advice." I was like, "I give advice now." Like they're asking me for my opinion on this.
Yes,
I remember. Yeah, I actually remember that.
I usually can give myself my own advice though.
I always get. I don't go to anyone for advice.
I usually give myself advice.
I just don't like other people's opinions. I'm gonna do what I want to do, and then if I mess up, you guys can tell me that when I mess up.
Thinking about how our dad will always look in the mirror and he goes, "Never die, never die."
No, he does he actually?
Yes, he does.
You never die.
He'll look in the mirror and he goes, "Never die, never die." That's like me giving myself advice.
Okay, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in today.
We're going to be back with video. We're going to try and figure out the situation.
Hopefully,
though,
we can pin together what we've recorded today. But
if there's not a recording, we didn't figure it out.
The good thing is we have her here all month, so we'll be recording with her.
So we're here for four episodes, guys.
So get ready. Let us know what else you want to hear. Please subscribe to the podcast. Like the podcast.
Leave a review, comment, DM us.
And post this on our stories and take Strawberry Milk Pod and I'll repost it. Yay. Please, we love the encouragement. It keeps us going.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
Bye.